Welcome to the Shir on Sefer Charedim. We begin Chapter 1 of Sefer Charedim, B'Yidias Hashem Yisborach, Perek Aleph, Shetiyi Yidias Habore, Barura, Kein Re'iya, Besokef HaEmuna. This chapter discusses the mitzvah of knowing that there is a God, and that this knowledge that there is a God has to be explicit, that a person does not wonder about it, and it does not shake his faith in any way. Yesod ha-yesodos v'ikar ha-kol, the principle of all principles and the main matter of everything, leida, is to know shi'esh adon yachid kadmon bili reishas bili tachlis, that there is a single master who is preceding, who has preceded everything, who has no beginning and who has no end, who himtze kol hanimtzayim v'hu mashgiach bahem umanhigam. He has the one who has created everything that is found in the world, and he is the one who guides them in every single matter and leads them on their path. V'kiyumam v'chiyusam mimeno yizbarach. And the fact that they exist and all of their life stems from him, blessed be he. Shenemar, as it is written in Nehemiah Tes Vav, in chapter 9, pasuk number 6, Ata hu Hashem levadecha, ata asisa es ha-shamayim, shmei ha-shamayim, v'chol tzva'am, ha-aretz v'chol asher aleha, hayamim v'chol asher bahem, v'ata mechaye es kulam. You Hashem alone, you have made the heavens, what is above the heavens, and all of their hosts, the land, and everything that is on the land, the seas, and everything that is in them, and you sustain and keep alive all of them. Uksiv, and it is also written, Tehillim Lamed Vav Yud, in Psalms, chapter 36, pasuk 10. Ki imcha mikor chayim, with you is the source of life. Vizohi ha-mitzvah harishonos shetzivano Hashem. And this is the first commandment that God has commanded us. Ubeparashas va'era vavzayin biraya mehemana amar. And in Parsha va'era, in chapter 6, pasuk 7, in Raya Mehemana, in the Zohar, it says is following. And again, we'll read the original Aramaic of the Zohar, and then we'll read the Hebrew translation. V'idatam ki ani Hashem, pekudada kadma dechol pekudin v'chulu, leminda de'is shalita ilo, de'ihu ribon almin kulhu v'chulu, uvarele levar nash me'afra v'nafach be'apoi nishmasa dechayei, Kadnafku Yisrael Mimitrayim Lohavu Yadele Lahakadosh Baruchu Kevan de Asa Moisha Lagabaihu Pikuda Kadma da Oleflon Dichsiv Vidatem Kenya Hashem Alekechem Hamotzi Ischem Vigomer Umasi Kad Yehav Kudshabrichu Raisal Yisrael Bitura de Sinai Mila Kadma Ihu Anochi Vichulu Hacha Ihu Rosa de Pikuda Kadma Lemindalei Ad kan l'shono l'inyaneinu. Targum ha-Zohar b'l'shono ha-Kodesh. This is the translation of the Zohar in Hebrew. V'idatam ki ani Hashem. The Torah says that you should know that I am Hashem. Mitzvah Zohar ishono l'chol ha-mitzvah. This is the first commandment that precedes all other commandments, v'chulu, etc. Ladas, to know, shi'ei shemo shel elyon shehu adon ha'olam oskulam, v'chulu. That there is a supreme ruler who is the master of all of the worlds, etc. Uvara es ha'adam me'afar, and he has created man from dust, v'nafach be'apav nishmas chayim, and he blew into him a living soul. Kasher yatzu Yisrael mimitzrayim lo hayu yodim es ha'kodesh baruch hu. And when the Jews left Egypt, they did not know Hashem. Kevan Shaba Moisha Alehem, Hamitzvah Harishon Hazu Limidosam. when Moshe came to the Jewish people, he right away taught them the first commandment. Shekasov, as it is written again over there in Parshas Va'era, V'idatam ki ani Hashem Elokeichem Hamotzi Yischem V'gomer. And you should know that I am Hashem, your God, the one who takes you out of Egypt, etc. Umisayim HaZohar, and then the Zohar ends off, Kasher Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Torah LeYisrael Al Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people on Mount Sinai, Hamila HaRishona Hi Anochi V'chulu. The first word that he said to them was Anochi, I. And this is part of the first commandment, that I am Hashem your God. Kan hu hasod shel hamitzvah harishona ladas osa ad kan lashono. And this is the basic principle and secret of the first mitzvah, to know it. And this is the end of quote of the Zohar regarding what we are discussing, meaning that Sefer Chayei Edim picked out parts. It's not a full quote, it's an abbreviated quote. Ulefi shemitzvah zo hishorish kol hamitzvahs. Since this mitzvah is the root of all other mitzvahs, lekach hishra aleinu nevuah b'sinai v'dibur aleinu ponim b'fonim v'hishmiyano osam ipiv. Therefore, Hashem enrooted this mitzvah into us as a prophecy from Mount Sinai, and He spoke it and He said it to us face to face, and He let us hear it from His mouth directly. Because the first two commandments on Har Sinai were, the Jews heard directly from Hashem, and then they passed away, and so they asked Moshe to convey to them the rest of the commandments, and Moshe repeated the first two commandments, plus he said the remaining ones. But the first two commandments were heard from Hashem directly. And Sefer Charedim explains that this is why, because it is so principled and so basic to know this, that Hashem had to say them Himself. V'gam tzivanu mipiv shelo yale libeinu sheyesh lo sheni la'atzmuso. And also Hashem commanded to us directly from His mouth that we should not even think in our hearts that there is a second being that is similar to Hashem. Shenemar, as it is written in two places in the Torah, in Shemos Chaf Gimel, in Shemos chapter 20, Pasuk 3, Devarim Hei Zayin, and also in Devarim chapter 5, Pasuk 7, Lo Yehiyah Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panah, you should not have any other gods before me. This is the second commandment in the Ten Commandments. V'chein amru Rabbi Seinu Zal, and also Chazal said regarding this, Anochi v'lo yehiyah lecha mipi ha-givura shemanu. The commandment of Anochi, that I am Hashem your God, v'lo yehiyah lecha, and that you should not have other gods before me, we have heard them directly from Hashem's mouth. Shenemar, as it is said in Tehillim Samech Beis Yud Beis, Tehillim 62:12, Achaz Dibur Elokim Shtaim Zushamati. Hashem said it once, and I heard two things. Meaning that Hashem said all the Ten Commandments simultaneously, as the Medrash tells us, but we have really heard them all, and then He repeated two of them separately. So even though we heard everything at once, we really were told two things by Him. Minyan kol hamitzvos taryag. The count of all of the mitzvahs is that there are 613 of them. Hashtayim shamanu mipi Hashem. Two of them we heard directly from Hashem. V'tarya, and 611 of them shamanu mipi Moshe alav hashalom. We have heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, peace be on him. Shenemar, as it is said, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The Torah that Moshe commanded us. Torah begimatria olatarya. The numerical value of the word Torah is 611, because it is spelled Tav, which is 400, Vav is 6, Resh is 200, and He is 5. So together it's 611. So the numerical value of Torah is 611. And that leaves to come up with a count of 613. So Moshe commanded us 611, and Hashem commanded us 2. Together they add up to 613. Hachi Isa Bisof Maseches Makos. And this is the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Makos in Talmud Bavli, in the Babylonian Talmud. Umahu Zeshakosov Bidivri Hanavim. And what is that is written in the words of the prophets, Yirmiyah Beis Ches, in Yirmiyah chapter 2, Pasuk 8. Vitovse HaTorah Lo Yudauni. Those who grab the Torah do not know me. Uchsiv, and it is also written in Yeshaya Aleph Gimel, in Yeshaya chapter 1, Pasuk 3. Yisrael Lo Yada. The Jewish people do not know me. Uchsiv, ki im bazos yishalal hamishalal haskel viadosi. And it is also written in Yirmiyah Teschav Gimel, in Yirmiyah chapter 9, Pasuk 23. Kim bizos yishalal hamishalal, with this should the person praise himself. Haskel viadosi. The one who understands and knows me. Vehalo yudia zu zil kari bei rav. Who? Vehafilo am ha'aret should be Israel yudayosa. But isn't this knowledge can be found out by going to study in the yeshiva, in the house of rabbis, meaning that you can go and learn it? Ve'afilo am ha'aret should be Israel yudayosa. And even a simple Jew, somebody who does not know very much, knows this knowledge. So what is the prophet telling us that this is something a person should praise himself with? In other words, what's the big deal? Ella mikana talamed, but rather from here you learn, shepeirush yidiyazu kein re'iyah b'tokif ha'emunah, that the explanation of this knowledge is that it is a vision into the basic principle and into the depth of belief. Doma lamaskel be'enei sichlo kila re'eho be'enei basaro. It is similar as a person who is wise and who understands a lot can look inside his mind as clearly as somebody who can see with his physical eyes. In other words, that is how clear this knowledge of God has to be to a person. V'afal gav de'ihu le'chazei, maz le'chazei. And even though a person may not see this clearly, his mazel, his fortune sees it. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam explained this, what this exactly means, in the following fashion. He says, if you go up to any Jew and you ask him, do you believe in God? Do you know that there is a God? He's going to say, of course I know that there is a God. Of course I believe in him. But he says, but these are just words. Most people do not really know in their heart that there is a God. In other words, they say that they know, but they don't really know. And he says, this is the pshat in the pasuk that it says in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, V'yadata hayom v'hashavisa el levavecha ki Hashem hu elokim, that you should know today, and you should place it upon your heart that Hashem is the one who is God, and there is nobody besides him. In other words, it is not enough to say it, and it's not enough to admit it, but rather you have to know it and understand it, and not just that, but you have to place it in your heart. And the Chafetz Chaim says, if we would really have this belief, this knowledge placed in our hearts, he says, we would never sin. Because if a person knows that there is a God who commanded him commandments, how can a person sin? But rather, he says, we don't really know this, and it's something that a person has to work on this a lot to finally place it into his heart. And the same idea is also mentioned by Ramchal in Das Tavunos, and I want to quote from him as brought down here in the footnote. he says as follows. He says, Aval Yehudo, but the oneness of God, Shalodai Shehu Mizbar Erlonu, it's not enough that it should be clear to us. Ela Shechayavim Anachno Lehashav El Libeinu Haidia Hazos Litko Sa Bilvaveinu Beyishuv Gomer Bilishum Pikpuk Klal. But rather we're obligated to place it in our hearts, this knowledge, and to trumpet it and to proclaim it inside our hearts with complete confidence without any doubt at all. Meaning that the same idea as the Chafetz Chaim says, that a person has to work on himself and develop his knowledge to the point that he will never come to the doubt of Hashem. By the way, just to mention, the Rambam says in the Mora Nivuchim that there is no one human being on this earth, no matter how great and no matter how righteous, who at one point in his life has not doubted God, the existence of God, and that the God is in control, and that God is in control. Because it's not something that comes to a person naturally. It's something that a person has to work on, and it may take years, and many people may never reach this level in their life. But it is definitely something to strive for. In any case, continuing back in Sefer Charedim, he says, Vizehu she'amar David ha-melech alav ha-shalom. And this is what King David, peace on him, said in Tehillim Chav Hei Tasvav, in Tehillim chapter 25, Pasuk 15, Einai tamid el Hashem, my eyes are constantly turned to God. Ve'omer, and it also says in Tehillim Tezayin Ches, in chapter 16, Pasuk 8, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid, Hashem dwell by me constantly. Ushlomo Amar, and King Solomon says in Koheles Beis Yudalet, in Koheles chapter 2, Pasuk 14, Hechacham Einav Berosho, the wise person, his eyes are in his head. Perush Einli Sichlo Besharsho. He says what this means, that his eyes are in his head, these are the eyes of his mind are in his root. Shehu Yisborach Reishas Coloracious Sibas Kol Siba, that he, blessed be he, meaning God, is the beginning of all of the beginnings, and he is the basic building block of everything, and he is the purpose of everything. Meaning that the eyes of a person has to be connected to his root. They have to be connected to God, meaning to know that there is a God without any doubt. Vizehu Masha Amru Chazal. And this is what Chazal said in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, in Brachos on page 17, Tzadikim Yoshvim Ve'atrusehim Berasheim, the Tzadikim sit, and their crowns are on their heads. This is the Gemara that discusses what is Olam Haba like, what goes on in the world to come. So the Gemara says the righteous people sit, and they have crowns on their heads, and they receive pleasure from Shekhinah, from Hashem's glory. So he says, what does this mean? Kilomar, in other words, Shehaimuna shalahem b'Hashem yachid v'kadman. Ka'amor v'tzadik b'imunaso yichye. He says that their belief in God is that God is one, and He has preceded everything. And their belief is complete. And this gives them great pleasure. And this is also what is referred to, their crown is on their head. In other words, the fact that they know this, the fact that they believe this, that's a crown for them. Because again, as we said before, this is not something trivial that every person easily believes, but rather this is something that a person has to develop, and he has to work on, and it is it's a very difficult level to reach. And this is what the Navi means. This is written in Chavakuk, V'tzadik b'imunaso yichya, that a righteous person lives by his faith. V'amod bazet, and you have to understand this well, says Sefer Charedim. Hu ma'amar harav Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Bipiyuta Shal Rosh Hashanah. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi says in his piyut on Rosh Hashanah, in his poem for Rosh Hashanah. Hishtonein vihikonein vihizbonein besoidecha vihibatata ma'ata umi'ayin yisodcha umihei chinecha umihei vinecha vichoach miyinidecha chakor pe'alov. Think about it and understand on from where you come from, who is your creator, and look into yourself and look into your root and who has prepared you and who knows you and whose power is going to judge you in the end. And this is obviously a paraphrase of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that he says you have to know where you're coming from and where you're going, and that all of your deeds are written in a book. But the reason he brings this excerpt from the poem of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is to basically tell you that this is something you have to dwell upon. And this is not just something that a person can say, well, this is for the righteous people. It's good enough for me that I believe in God. Well, maybe I don't know him that well, and maybe, yeah, sometimes I doubt him. But generally, I believe in God, and I know that there is a God. So sometimes I have problems. He says it's not good enough. You have to look into yourself. And you always have to look back and to say, who created me and where am I coming from? And you always have to say, where am I going? And where am I going to end up? Because again, you're going to end up by God, right? Your person will die and the soul will return to God. And then you have to look at yourself, who is the one who really knows you and who really understands you? It's God. And therefore, he's the one who's going to judge you in the end. And if a person ponders upon this, then he hopefully will succeed in reaching this true level of knowing God and understanding God, that he will never again come to doubt him. This is the end of chapter 1 of Sefer Charedim, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem will continue next time with chapter 2. Chapter 2 will discuss, again on the same idea, the mitzvah of oneness of God, but it will specifically discuss the oneness of God with relationship to the 10 spheres, to the 10 emanations of Hashem, which are kind of Hashem's representation on this earth in Kabbalah, and how a Jew is supposed to cling to God.